before you got a horse to the buggy, you had to back him in between them.
The shafts. Of course, we had the shafts for the surrey.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had the double thing we could did what could be attached to see.
Double.
To drive two horses
double
to the
tree?
Surrey. Double.
And then one would be would have a what?
One would have the shafts, and they'd have special harness for that. You see.
Yeah.
You didn't use the same harness. You didn't use the same harness on the single. Well, you put them in the shafts as you did for the double.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had a surrey that had rubber tires. My sister asked me not long ago. One lives in Jackson. I have two sisters. On what in the world ever happened to our surrey? I said, I don't know. But it had a fringe all around the top of it, dropping these fancy seats and all.
Surrey with the fringe on the top.
That's what it had. And then
came
it had
from Oklahoma,
the,
huh?
Yeah, it had the curtains, you know, in rainy weather and cold weather, they were useful.
You would just...
Well, they had to be buttoned on, but they had a place under the seat, you know, where they were folded. Fit perfectly underneath there, and then when it was raining, that's where you put them up there, but not in trouble to snap on. And she asked me, I said, I don't know, I think Daddy must, they must have sold it when they sold the horses, I don't know.
Yeah.
What could have, in fact, we had a bicentennial out here in Milestone, she won't know then, she was here. Said she hadn't been here for 50 years or anything, and she thoroughly enjoyed it. Because it had so many things that they had, you know, and brought in things that they, people, she had no idea people had saved. And then was when she wished goodness we had had that surrey to show. I said, well, and we didn't, so it wasn't any use of wish for it. And I don't know what, Daddy must have sold it something. We got caught.
They used to use wagons all the time.
Oh, yes, we had a wagon. They called it a spring wagon. You know, it had horrible roads at times. And it had a cover to it. It had a canopy thing over the top of it. And,
what sort of problems did you have with roads? You were telling me about some yesterday.
Oh, we had problems. They just didn't have any roads. Of course, when the weather set in for the winter, you were just here. Unless you left on the boat or left in a wagon, these spring wagons that I was talking about. You could drive two mules or two horses to it. We usually used horses. And it would carry six people comfortably. And you could go back and forth to the railroad in it. But it was nothing but dirt roads until we had gravel, of course.
Suppose you came to a log in the road, you had to, you tied a rope to it?
I never have come, I've heard people say that they had gone where a tree had blown over the road or something, and that they would have to get, you know, somebody to come and get it out of the road. But I don't know.
Did you ever see any help use those big things that look like cattle to pull heavy objects? Heavy wood when they were getting wood out of off the land?
Oxen?
Yeah.
Well, sure have. I've seen them. There's a nigger man right down here that had them for years before. Even after they'd gotten, and he worked them. He worked them in the field.
Incidentally, I was talking with Ike Burton.
What? Ike Burton?
He said to remember him to you.
He
said he used to work for your dad.
He did. That's right. Mm-hmm. I see him once in a while.
Yeah.
And the farm, started out on farm security, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's a settlement up here in the upper end, up above me is light. So they've got built nice houses. They have tractors, they have cars, they have trucks, pickups. They've done real well.
Mm-hmm. Now, the wheel, you had the hub and then the spokes.
That's right.
And the spokes went into the